This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, I mean, maybe their team doesn't like each other then if they don't have group chats. But, you know, I think that, you know, that's just a player, you know, and enjoying this opportunity. So I think that our team does not care about anything that they say, and there's been a lot of chatter and talk from individuals, but, you know, we care about one thing in this room, and we have millions of people that are watching us and supporting us around this country, and we're very prideful in playing for them and the guys in the room. So it's an opportunity of a lifetime for us.
Two worlds collide, rival nations.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Man, Woody, you are jacked up. Boy, you just keep it rolling here. Hey, we're lucky enough to have former first-round pick of the Panthers defenseman Eddie Jovanovski doing some work with the team on TV right now as we get set for round two tonight, the championship game of Canada and the USA. Eddie, good morning, bud. How you doing?
Morning, Joe. It's funny you guys bring the old Canadian on for this game here.
Hey, so we've heard Tkachuk, who, by the way, is so good for business in this country and for the Panthers, right? I'm sure everybody in the organization is ready to kiss him when he gets back with all this stuff. But, hey, give me the side from Canada. They got embarrassed. They're up in Montreal. They lose 3-1. The fight start the whole deal. How does Canada come back tonight? What do you expect?
Well, I think they're going to be ready. Obviously, it's going to be an emotionally filled game. I mean, you look at over how many years the rivalry between Canada and the U.S., they're always epic, and it's going to be a hard-fought match. I'm not sure we're going to see UFC to start the game, but it's fast. You hear a lot of the players talk about just the fastest hockey they've played, especially when you get the best on best. You're going to get that, but it's going to be a tight game. It's very exciting, and boy, it put hockey kind of at the talking point right now with this four nations. It's been excellent.
Yeah, Eddie, I was going to ask you, were you surprised at how this thing has blown up in such short order? And it's like tonight, it's must see TV for just about any sports fan.
Right, it is. It is. Well, when you look at this game here tonight, I mean, you know, obviously prime time. The USA versus Canada in Boston, great hockey market. But you're right. I was out this morning and I came across three or four people walking their dogs, and they're like, "Joel, we can't wait for this game tonight."
Right.
So, I mean, you never really hear that. I mean, you obviously hear it a lot more now, just how good the Florida Panthers are. And so you're getting a lot of that back in this market. But you're talking all across the United States now and the world. This is center stage here tonight.
Hey, Eddie, help me out with that, because I think we are all surprised. Maybe you weren't the way that started the first time they played each other with the Tkachuk brothers jumping right out and fighting Hagel and getting going, and then brother steps in and he's doing it. Did that surprise you? Because it got everybody really juiced up for sure.
I guess you can say it was a little surprising. I think just on the kind of magnitude of the game and usually in these international events, you're not really seeing it, but it's not an international event. You know, it's run by the NHL and the NHLPA, so all these, everything goes as far as the physical part and the fighting. So to see the three fights in the 9 seconds, I'd be lying to say it didn't surprise me, you know. So, but it certainly set the mood for the game. And, you know, when you see games like this, there's not anyone turning away from hits. I mean, everyone's finishing their checks, letting you know it's going to be a long game. Pucks are going into the corner, and guys are finishing their plays. But I don't expect anything here different tonight. Who knows?
Yeah. You
know, who knows? The puck drops. Maybe they kind of do round two. You know, they're really kind of set the stage.
Right. It'd be crazy.
But I'm certainly looking forward to it, man. It's going to be awesome.
So, you know, the Panthers have had a big investment in it, in all the players, and you're kind of getting a situation now where, you know, you got Sam Bennett on that side, and you got Kachuk.
Yeah, Reinhardt's over there.
You don't want to
get
any of the Panther guys. You don't want any of your guys to get hurt, but you want to
see it.
You want to see the action, right?
No, for sure. And you know, it's all, you know, when you lace up and you're playing against each other, I mean, it's all kind of business at that moment, right? After this is done here tonight, you're going to walk into your respective locker room and you're going to chirp each other. It depends on how this goes. But, yeah, you're now playing for each other when you're back, you know, playing for your club team. But, you know, when it comes to these situations here, you're playing for that logo and that flag that you're representing, and you want to make everyone in your country proud. And I think that's how I see it. It's no different from anyone that plays in the events. You know, I've played, you know, during the Olympics, you're playing against guys that you play against and your teammates. But when it's all over, you're all buddies again, and you're back chasing that same dream on winning a cup.
Eddie, because you have been through some of this and representing Canada when you were playing. So I always wonder, United States has never been more popular than it is right now. And like I said, what Matthew Tkachuk and those guys have done for it in this country and the development of hockey for the programs they're doing for these young guys now. What's it like up in Canada? Is it a big deal tonight for the Canadians? Are the people up there, or are they just, I mean, it's your sport, man. We're just kind of copying it now. How's everybody treated up there?
Well, if this doesn't go the way I'm saying winning a hockey game, it could be a national travesty in Canada. You know, to re-examine kind of everything on what's going with the program and so on and so forth. Yeah, no, Joe, it's huge. It's huge in Canada. You know, the whole country will be tuned into this. And, you know, obviously hockey, you know, is huge in Canada. And this game will be definitely front and center, just like it is right now when you look at kind of what this team has done for the United States. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk, you know, he's got the hockey world by its balls right now.
Yes, he does. Big ones. Yeah.
You know, up, you know, center stage, well-spoken, comes from a great hockey family. His brother in that situation getting to play together. So they've really become kind of the face of that team. And we're so lucky to have him down here in Florida. It's a kind of a win-win for everyone. But all in all, I just hope to see a great competition and a great hockey game.
They got to be a little edgy up in Canada. This may be the, you know, they lose this one, it kind of may signal the changing of the guard in a lot of people's mind. And they've had a stranglehold on that title for a long time, and it's kind of on the ice right now.
Yeah, you're right, and there has been. And you can see from the United States Development Program through the World Juniors, you can see the product is really good. And you can see a lot of these players that are representing the United States, very, very good players, from the goaltender, from Connor Hellebuyck out, the defenseman, the group, the crop of forwards that they have, they're elite. You know, and yeah, Canada's always kind of been at the forefront and at the top of that, but it makes for healthy competition. You don't like to see one team or one country kind of run away with it every time. I think this rivalry, and just to see where the crop of players are today, this is going to last for a long time, because I tell you what, the crop of players that are right now that are kind of young to middle-aged pros are going to be around for a long time representing their country.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, I'll leave you with this. Give me a guy or two that's going to be feeling some pressure if they don't produce tonight for the Canadian team.
That always goes to use. I mean, you look at Sidney Crosby, obviously 36 years old. He's been a beast, but you're going to look to Nate McKinnon, and you're going to look to, you know, Connor McDavid, obviously, on the front end. You got probably Jordan Binnington in net. I will say you couldn't shove a grease BB up his butt right now. But overall, you know, there's going to be a little bit of pressure, obviously, on the goaltending in this situation. But I tell you one thing, Jordan Binnington won a game 7 in that building to win a Stanley Cup. Yeah. Leave you with that little nugget.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming on in the middle of all the projects you got going on, my man. Thank you, because I knew you'd get us all fired up, give us a chuckle today. Thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Anytime. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, you too.